morning and welcome to Healthier Living, the radio program brought to you by Hackettstown Medical Center, a proud member of Atlantic Health System. I'm Lisa Demaselli, Manager of Community and Donor Relations with the Foundation for Hackettstown Medical Center, and joining me today is my guest co-host, Carrie Weissman, and a business development manager with Atlantic Health System. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining me. I know you've heard a lot about the show. We wanted to have you here firsthand to see what it's all about.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it's a great venue for us. It really is. We're always very excited to talk about the great things happening at Hackettstown Medical Center, and what better place than our local station, RNJ.
So thank you.
Glad you're here to see it firsthand.
Me too.
We have a great show today, Carrie. I know you and I have talked a bit about it. We are very fortunate to have with us Dr. Carl Spivak and his patient, Stacy. Stacy, can you pronounce your last name for me once?
Tashjian.
If anyone receives, and I'm sure a lot do, Atlantic View in the Hackettstown reading area, that is a monthly newsletter. It's the winter edition 2018, and there's a lovely lady on the front cover of that, and that is Stacy. And she is going through the finish line of what we'll find out, what race that was, and that is because of work that Dr. Spivak did to heal her back. So we really have a lot to cover today. And what a topic that affects so many people, young and old. You know, back injuries, back problems are pretty common, and I think we'll find out from Dr. Spivak what this groundbreaking procedure that he does at Hackettstown Medical Center can help and how, and what's involved. So we have a lot to cover there. First, though, Carrie, as I've shared with you, a segment that we do, we have a lot of loyal listeners, and we're very thankful for that. So we like to try to shout out and say hi to some of those folks. So you have the honor as guest co-host of sharing that list, so go to town.
Thank you, Lisa. And I love to shout, so I will do some shout-outs here to some of our loyal listeners. Bernie Smith. Hey, how are you, Bernie? Carol Jahliff. Sylvia Hansler. Hey, Sylvia. Tesk Malaska. Annette Rauscher. RNJ's own Jay Edwards and Jimmy House. Jim Sheldon and Chris McMurray in the Hackettstown BID office. And last but not least, Scott, Nancy, and the hardworking crew at the Hackettstown DPW. Thanks, guys. Thanks, and have a great day.
Yes, thanks, everybody, for listening. As I said, we're always pleased to share the great things that are happening at Hackettstown Medical Center, and our listeners are very important in that. They help us spread the word and be great ambassadors for HMC. So before we go any further, I'd like to have Carrie explain a little bit about what she does for Atlantic Health System, because it's a very important component right now. Hackettstown Medical Center is about a year and three quarters into our journey as a member of Atlantic Health System. We join our sister hospitals, Morristown Medical Center, Overlook Medical Center, Newton Medical Center, Chilton Medical Center, and Goriab Children's Hospital, and a whole bunch of other facilities, rehab centers and sports medicine facilities and so forth. So there's a lot going on, a lot of opportunities for patients. We're thrilled that more opportunities, more specialists, and more exciting procedures and programs are coming this way. And Carrie, what is your role with that as you help to develop Hackettstown Medical Center as a member of the system?
Right. Well, I am recently new in my position. My job is so multifaceted. But right now, I would say our big drive is to create the awareness that Hackettstown Medical Center is here. It's staying. We've joined the Atlantic Health System, which has created some wonderful opportunities, not just for the Hackettstown Medical Center group, but as far as the community in general. One of the wonderful things that we will be able to do is bring in some new specialists, new programs. We're working on bringing in a new bariatric program. We recently named a medical director. But just really expanding our footprint further into the Hackettstown area and some of its surrounding communities. So it's a very, very exciting time for Hackettstown Medical Center and Atlantic Health as a whole.
That's for sure. And I thank you for your role in bringing Dr. Spivak here today. You've been a guest on the show before, a wonderful guest, I might add, and I've interviewed you for some articles and so forth, but always pleased to have you back.
Thank you.
So we look forward to hearing what you have to say. Also wanted to just mention, Carrie, you mentioned an important point that Hackettstown Medical Center is here and we're here to stay. We always are looking to pump up our community involvement and really get out there. And that's part of my job, is to remind folks that, you know, we've been here. As a matter of fact, on February 23rd, we will officially have been here 45 years. 45 years ago, we opened our doors, wow. 1973, wow. to care for patients. I know there's a lot of people listening who very well remember that day or those days leading up to it, the days after. Mm-hmm. I myself was one of the first patients in the ED with a broken elbow, so that was not a happy experience in terms of the injury, but it was a great experience being cared for you know, so well.
I've actually met some employees that were born at the hospital.
Yes, and who have started. We do still have some employees, Rick Armstrong, if you're listening, who have been with the hospital since the very first day that it opened.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It shows a lot of
loyalty.
It says
a lot for the community.
It does, and we want to show that loyalty and that fondness. We want to pay it right back. So look for us as a sponsor of the St. Patrick's Parade, sponsored by the Hackettstown Bid. That'll be on March 11th. We'll have a float in that parade. I'm hoping to maybe see some of you on that float. It's a lot of fun.
I've always wanted to be on a float.
Well, here is your chance. It is. I'm not joking when I say it's fun. It's
I
really
can wave.
Fun. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The queen
we do.
Wave.
The queen wave is up to you, but we do encourage waving. Tiara is optional, as well as Carrie, but, you know, again, your choice. So look for us in that. We'll also be sending out more information and advertising on RNJ about how we're celebrating Doctor's Day, Dr. Spivak, at Hackettstown Medical Center, and a chance for grateful patients to acknowledge their physicians. And we'll also be pumping out information about our annual Senior Hall of Fame inductions. That program kicks off in April. So you'll hear more about that soon. So with that all being said, we want to dive into our topic, but let's take our first break first, and then we'll be back with Dr. Spivak and Stacy right here on RNJ Healthier Living.
More Healthier Living with Lisa Demicelli when we return on Northwest Jersey's own RNJ.
Hi, this is Dr. Malik Trivedi, Physician Director of the Emergency Department at Hackettstown Medical Center. Did you know that our emergency physicians are members of the same nationally recognized group that serves Morristown Medical Center and Newton Medical Center? The name of the group is Emergency Medical Associates, professionals who are dedicated to providing the best patient experience possible. That means safe, high-quality, compassionate care at Morristown, at Newton, and Hackettstown Medical Centers. And as you may know, Hackettstown Medical Center is a designated primary stroke center. If your medical situation requires care at a regional trauma center, leave the driving or flying to us. We'll seamlessly coordinate your transport to Atlantic Health System's Morristown or Overlook Medical Center. Just one benefit of being part of a strong, progressive, regional healthcare system. We hope you don't need us, but if you do, the emergency department at Hackettstown Medical Center is here to serve you 24/7.
It's a familiar phrase. When you've got your health, you've got everything. But if you suffer from chronic pain, good health can seem unachievable. Pain of any kind can rob you of your quality of life. Whether it's a sports injury, low back or neck pain, headaches, fibromyalgia, or chronic soft tissue pain. If it hurts, it strips you of your well-being. North Jersey Physical Therapy Associates has been successfully treating patients in pain since 1989. They are Hackettstown's most experienced PT practice. They're a team of professional physical therapists who provide one-on-one, hands-on techniques that assess and resolve pain. They not only treat the source, but also address the underlying causes of your pain for sustained relief. Patients need less medications and often get off medications entirely. They're pioneers and critical thinkers in addressing the cause of pain, and their mission is to improve the quality of your life. North Jersey Physical Therapy Associates, with offices in Morristown and Hackettstown. For an appointment, simply Google North Jersey Physical Therapy Associates.
Big weekend for the NFL playoffs, but it's an even better weekend when the food is from Mama's and Cafe Bocce. Order a couple of pies with your favorite toppings. Try the party combo tray with hot wings, chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, broccoli cheddar poppers, and more. Try the variety tray with bite-sized strombolis and calzones. If your guests want vegan or gluten-free, Mama's has them covered. Just place your order in advance for delivery. And every night after 9, it's half-price appetizers and 2 for $10 house wines. Come home to Mama's.
This is Healthier Living, the program that takes you inside Hackettstown Medical Center. Here's your host, Lisa Demicelli.
And welcome back to Healthier Living on RNJ. This is Lisa Demicelli with my guest co-host, Carrie Weissman. And we are very pleased to welcome Dr. Carl Spivak, a neurosurgeon at Hackettstown Medical Center, who is going to discuss an innovative spine surgery that he performs at Hackettstown Medical Center, and Stacy Tastian, his patient, who has a great success story to share as well. So again, Dr. Spivak, thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell listeners who aren't familiar with you a little bit about yourself, how long you've been doing what you're doing, and where you're involved?
Sure. So my name is Dr. Carl Spivak. I've been in Hackettstown now for 5 years. I started off with my training, and I was born in Canada, did my initial training there. Then I went to Stanford and finished my neurosurgery training at Stanford. And then went to do fellowships in complex spine surgery, minimally invasive spine surgery, and interventional pain. And so I finished all that stuff approximately around 10 years ago, mm-hmm. I guess. And since then, I was at a hospital that's associated with Columbia. We had Columbia's medical student in New York. And then for the last 5 years, I've been in Hackettstown. And it's my only location. Do all my surgery at Hackettstown, see all my patients there. My office is right in the hospital in the West Medical Wing. I have based on my training, I have a real big interest in spine surgery and spine disease. So I do the whole spectrum, right from pain injections all the way to spinal cord stimulation. That's kind of shocking the spinal cord to block pain, to kind of endoscopic surgery, which a lot of people consider laser surgery, and right to, you know, open surgery when it has to be done.
Mm-hmm. Now, neurosurgery, I guess I always ask questions from the layman's point of view because I am a layman. I don't have a medical background. Mm-hmm. So I guess when I used to think of, before my time with Hackettstown Medical Center, I used to think of neurosurgery as someone who did brain surgery. But if you can explain, a neurosurgeon, you can cover specific areas, or you specialize, as you're saying?
Yeah. So, I mean, when you do your training, it's 6 years of training, 6 or 7 years of training. And during that time, you do everything. You do everything right from the brain all the way to spinal cord and the nerves. But just like every area of medicine, mm-hmm. most people find an area that they like, and they do additional training. So I did 2 years additional training on spine disease and treatments. Mm-hmm. And most of what I do is based on all that additional training that I did.
Mm-hmm. And what made you gravitate to want to specialize in that and do your additional training in spinal area?
Well, I just thought I found it really exciting, mm-hmm. and it's just such a common problem that people have, and just able to help so many people and make a lot of people happy and just really, it's an enjoyable area.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of commonality of the problem, what are some conditions that people, if you can name some of the issues, and I'm sure they're going to be familiar to a lot of our listeners. Spinal stenosis, is that one?
Yeah, spinal stenosis is when you get tightness in the spine from arthritis, herniated discs or slip discs, pinched nerves. Those all, it's when the disc presses on the nerve and causes sciatica or pain shooting down the leg. Then there's other types of arthritis, like facet arthropathy. It's kind of arthritis in the joints in the back, and that's the most common cause of back pain.
And that can be anywhere along the back?
Mm-hmm. Anywhere along the back. It's usually at the bottom of the back, though, mm-hmm. and in the neck. Mm-hmm. So those two areas are the most mobile areas and have most strain placed through them. Mm-hmm. And then spinal fractures, so older people who have osteoporosis or really thin bone, when they overexert themselves or traumatize their spine, they'll get a fracture where the bone will collapse, and it'll be cause severe pain and a lot of pain and suffering for the person, and can actually lead to dying in a lot of cases if untreated.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into it a bit later. I'm sure it's so rewarding for you to be able to help people through chronic pain. I just, I can't imagine what it must be like to have to live with and try to manage chronic pain. So it'll be interesting to hear how you help folks avoid that. A couple questions, though, about what you're mentioning. Arthritis, again, drilling back for myself who doesn't know and other listeners who might not know, that's something you just are – if you're you're going to, when you're born, are you, is it indicated that you're going to get arthritis one day, or is that, are there factors leading up to that? I'm speaking of arthritis in the back.
Yeah. So arthritis, the type of arthritis I'm talking about is degenerative arthritis, or kind of wear and tear arthritis. So as you age, you put a lot of stress on your back, and because of the movements and the sliding of the joints, they break down, and they kind of get thick, just like your knuckles when you crack them too many times. And so you get big kind of joints that are with bone spurs, and it starts around 20 years old in most people, and then progresses, usually becomes a problem in their 40s, 80s area, and a lot in most people.
Mm-hmm. And spinal stenosis, is that a condition that when you're born you're going to get, or is that something that you can contribute to with lifestyle?
There's a few different types of spinal stenosis. So some people are born with a really small spinal canal where the nerves are, and those people are more prone to get it when they develop arthritis. And other people just develop it because they develop very severe arthritis, and that arthritis and bone spurs actually squeeze the canal and pinch all the nerves, and that's causing a lot of pain in their back and their legs.
And you mentioned a few minutes ago the age of 20. Is there an age around that, or a later age when back issues tend to start to happen?
Yeah, I think that the process starts at around 20, but I think most of the people that I would see would be between 35 and 90.
Okay. Now, the article that was in Atlantic View, it mentions Stacy and the procedure that you performed on her. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that, because I know that's not done everywhere.
Right.
What does that remedy? What kind of conditions does that remedy? Who would be a candidate? What is the surgery, and who would be a candidate for it?
Yeah. So it's what it is. It's endoscopic surgery, which is surgery done through a long kind of tiny telescope. It's like a metal tube with a camera at the end of it, and there's a little opening in the center of the tube where you can put drills and different medical instruments through in order to do the surgery. And it's a new surgery. It's been going on for probably 20 years or so in some form, but the latest, the newest devices and the way that we do it now is probably 5 to 10 years old. Some of it is probably like less than 1 year old. So it's very new. I've been doing it now for 8 years, and I was one of the first people in the country to be doing it.
That's amazing, I have to say.
Yeah, and then and I've been an instructor for I think 5 or 6 years now for it, and I've taught over 30 courses, and hundreds of surgeons how to do this technique.
Traveling to different regions, different hospitals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, different regions, usually California, Texas, New York.
Wow.
All over the place.
Uh huh. So. Wow. Carrie, you've heard about this procedure as well. I believe this is the one that's referenced on a commercial right now, where you see a gentleman stand up and he's got just a little Band-Aid on his lower spine. Is that?
It's similar. This is more advanced than that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a similar idea.
But the incision that's needed is that small?
Yeah, it's like quarter of an inch, one-third of an inch in size.
Compared to?
Six, like 3 inches.
Wow.
2 to 3 inches.
Wow. That's I think when people think of back surgery, they think of maybe 20 years ago when they're going to be laid up for long periods of time.
Yeah.
And
there
also was really no guarantee, not that there's ever a guarantee with any surgery, but I think there was less guarantee then. And it was such my gosh, if I do it, I hope it works. If not, what's ahead for me? So a lot has progressed in terms of back surgery, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into a little bit more. I'd love to know I want to know, and be able to envision you in the operating room. Is there the microscope and that sort of thing? But let's take our next break, and we'll come back. We'll continue with this, and we'll hear a bit more about Stacy's story as we are here with Dr. Carl Spivak right here on Healthier Living on RNJ.
This is Healthier Living on Northwest Jersey's own RNJ. 104.7, 92.7, 1510, online, and on your phone with your TuneIn app. Lisa will be back with her guests after this.
When you shop or dine in Hackettstown, you've got a lot of great choices. choices like these.
Hi, this is Chris Falzerano at David's Country Inn. We've taken weddings and special events to the next level. If you want to see what we do and the style in which we do it, please visit our website at davidscountryinn.com. In the heart of Hackettstown since 1978.
Hi, it's Tracy at Tracy's Candy Shop. Sometimes only the best will do, like European handmade chocolates or pretzels and s'mores dipped in Belgian milk chocolate. Plus every candy you ever had as a kid. Tracy's Candy Shop. Your happy place in downtown Hackettstown, across from Trinity Church.
If your mom's sewing machine is still around, chances are it's worth hanging on to. Hi, Dan Shortway at Affordable Vacuum and Sewing Center. Many old sewing machines were built to last, so bring yours in for a little TLC to Affordable Vacuum and Sewing Center, 193 Main Street, Hackettstown.
This is Jim Sheldon at the Hackettstown Bid, reminding you that when you keep it local, everybody wins.
The Centenary University Lecture Series for 2018 at Historic Rutherford Hall in Alamuchi commences this month with Assistant Professor of Biology, Dr. James J. Monks. On Wednesday evening, January 31st at 7 p.m., Dr. Monks and his research student, Dana Loyal, will discuss HRV, heart rate variability, as an underutilized health measure. Detected by a simple heart rate analysis, HRV is a good predictor of heart disease and the likelihood of developing PTSD as well as other diseases. The House of the Good Shepherd at 798 Willow Grove Street in Hackettstown is proud to be the presenting sponsor for this series, which brings experts from Centenary University to Rutherford Hall. Lectures last about an hour with a question and answer session and refreshments to follow. The lectures are free and no registration is necessary. For more information about the lecture series or about Historic Rutherford Hall, visit rutherfordhall.org or call 908-852-1894, extension 338. Rutherford Hall, located on Route 517 in Alamuchi.
Brought to you by Get Wired 2, specializing in full house generators. Call Frank Fontana today and get wired 2.
Well, the steadier rain will taper down to scattered showers in the afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high near 50 today. Tonight becoming partly cloudy and colder, 32. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and chilly tomorrow, 35 to 40. Clear but cold tomorrow night, 15 to 20. And we stay with the sun Thursday but cold, 30 to 35. I'm meteorologist Tony Salimo on Northwest Jersey's own RNJ.
This is Healthier Living, the program that takes you inside Hackettstown Medical Center. Here's your host, Lisa Demicelli.
And welcome back. This is Lisa Demicelli along with Carrie Weissman, my co-host today.
Good morning. Having fun, Carrie? I am having a great time.
Everything?
And I am learning so much.
Yes. Yeah. Great guest, that's for sure. And I'm so glad that you can see the behind the scenes here at the show as we share great news of what's happening at Hackettstown Medical Center. So again, we're here with Dr. Carl Spivak, a neurosurgeon who practices at Hackettstown Medical Center, and Stacy Tashjian, his patient. Now, before the break, Dr. Spivak, we started to talk about endoscopic decompression, which is a procedure that you do, you know, not real common around here right now, and you've been doing it for 8 years, you said. Tell us more about that. Who would be a great candidate for that, and then what the actual procedure is like from a, you know, starting point to the ending point.
Sure. Yeah. So anybody who is a candidate for back surgery is usually a candidate for this. It's a procedure where we can decompress the spine, so we can take pressure off of the nerves and the different structures in the spine. So anyone who has a slip disc, you know, sciatica, pinched nerve, spinal stenosis, who have bad arthritis in the spine, are all candidates. You know, there's a little variation, but most people, but now the equipment's so advanced that we can almost do every spine surgery that people can do with normal open surgery through a big incision.
Are there age restrictions?
No, actually it's actually you can do more. You can do, it's a broader age group because the incision is so small and there's so little blood loss and the procedures tend to be shorter that, you know, we often operate on people into their 80s.
Wow, that's a wonderful thing. Yeah. And are there any, as they say in the medical field, comorbidities or health conditions, underlying health conditions that someone may have that would make them not a good candidate for this? For instance, diabetes or heart issues, any that you would tend to say, well, you know, possibly not?
I mean, you always have to consider that, but in general, because the surgery is smaller, those things are less important than in like in a big surgery where they might have, since the incision's only like a quarter inch or a third of an inch in size, the wound healing is usually not a problem in comparison to when you have like a 6-inch incision, and blood loss, is usually minimal. It's like a tablespoon of blood compared to 200-400 milliliters of blood, or so in that way it's a lot more it's a lot more versatile. You can do it on people who are less well.
Wow. So this is an outpatient procedure, meaning they come into the hospital most likely in the morning and are out that afternoon?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They come into the hospital and they see an anesthesiologist who, you have two options. You can be awake for the surgery if you want. I've done hundreds that way. It's usually more painful, but some people want to be there and want to participate. But most people would go to sleep. We put neuromonitoring. We put little electrodes on them so we can monitor their nerves to just make it as safe as possible. And then using an X-ray machine and a needle, we find where we need to go in on the spine. And then we put a little tubes in to make a pathway to it. And then we put the scope there. And then through the scope, we have drills and other, grabbing and cutting instruments that we can, take the pressure off the nerves and decompress and fix whatever the problem is. And then it's usually one stitch and a little bandage. And
stitch.
Yeah, wow. They recover. The recovery is about an hour or two, and then they can go home. Up walking around the next day, and really can just get back to most activities. You want to keep away from things that are really strenuous or a lot of physical exertion, because you could re-injure the surgical area.
Mm-hmm. Stay away from those types of activities for about how long?
Usually a couple months.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just to kind of ease back into. Yeah. I'm sure it's well worth the wait, though.
Yeah.
And about how long does the procedure take?
It takes about 1 hour, and you're in the operating room for usually about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you require special equipment? Are you looking through a microscope and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we have special equipment. We use an endoscope, which is like I said, a tube with a camera on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what goes into the person's body, and it has a camera. It's like a high definition camera that transmits it onto a TV screen, and then that's where we see it is on the TV screen on the monitor. And using that as well as X-ray, we can tell exactly where we are and fix the problem.
Wow. Stacy, sitting here listening to Dr. Spivak's description of this, is it kind of surreal that you've been through it and went, had all this happen to you? I mean, what was your experience like?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, you wake up in pain every single day for, I think it was like 7 or 8 years, and then one day it's just gone. And it's hard to remember now that it's been about a year and a half since I had the surgery. It's hard to remember how you felt then, but the surgery was absolutely amazing for me, and it was so easy. People are scared of surgery, and Dr. Spivak makes you feel so comfortable, like you're not scared that something could go wrong. And like when you were talking about the scar, it's tiny. I mean, I actually show it to people often, and they're amazed. They're like, oh, my God, that's a scar from back surgery? It actually looks like a mole. It doesn't even look like an incision, and you would never even know I had back surgery. And the downtime was very low.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said, you were walking around the next day. I think it was about 6 weeks that I was still sore, and it took about 12 weeks before, I think it was about 12 to 14 weeks, I started running again.
Wow.
Yeah. So the first 6 weeks, you're walking around. It's not like you have to make arrangements to take care of your family or not work and such, but you just can't lift and you can't exercise. But other than that, you can go about your normal routine, which was a huge seller for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I know you've given permission for us to share your story because, obviously the Atlantic Health System is very strict with HIPAA issues and so forth. So thank you, first of all, for sharing all this with us. But what led up, you said you were in pain for 7 to 8 years. Was it due to an injury in your case?
No, it wasn't due to an injury, but most likely just due to years and years of sports kind of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I started noticing the pain when I was about 35, and then I didn't see Dr. Spivak till about 3 years, I think I was 40 or 41 when I started seeing him, because it started to get so bad that, you know, every single morning was it was difficult getting out of bed. So I was like, oh man, I finally need to see someone. And we started off with the pain management injections that do work very well for some people. I do know some people, mm-hmm. but they didn't work for me. They would only last like a month. Some mm-hmm. people get like a year's relief out of them. Mm-hmm. So it was about a couple more years of trying various things before we finally decided it was time for the surgery.
And what led you to that decision? What was your, what got you over the hump and I'm just going to do this?
Well, to be honest, I was tired of being in pain every day. Mm-hmm. But speaking of the Ironman, I did one before I had the back surgery.
An Ironman, for those that don't know, is a race?
That's, yeah, 70 miles of swimming, biking, and running. I love to do triathlons. So after I did that, I had the surgery 2 months later. I remember I went into his office after that, and I said, okay, it's time. Mm. Because, you know, it took me like 7 hours to finish, and the whole time I was like in pain.
Oh, my goodness.
I was taking tons of Advil. All those years, by the way, I was taking tons of Advil, like maybe not every day, but several times a week. Mm-hmm. So I finally decided after that that I was definitely going to have the surgery. And then I actually did another one last year after my back was fixed, and it was a completely different experience. I didn't even have to take any pain medication.
Oh, my goodness. I want to hear more about that. So let's hold that thought. Stacy, your story is heartwarming. I mean, just the quality of life, you cannot put a price on that. So when you hear it returning so well for someone, that's a great thing. I want to hear more about it. So we'll be right back with Healthier Living on RNJ.
This is Healthier Living with Lisa Demicelli from Hackettstown Medical Center. Back to the program after this break. So you made it through the holidays, started a brand new year, and now the challenge is to brave the harsh winter weather. Exhausted already? Why not kick back, enjoy the snow days, and smell the flowers? Smell the flowers? With all the ice and snow? Yep, call Calico Country Flowers. Order something that reminds you of the warmer, more tranquil weather you would like to be enjoying. Make yourself a cup of tea or cocoa, and read a book or watch a movie. Instant relaxation. Unless, of course, you're reading Armageddon. De-stress and de-winter with flowers from Calico. They're nature's mood enhancers, and if flowers don't change your mood, the folks at Calico will. Try it. You'll see. We only have a couple more months of winter left, so think warm thoughts, think Calico Country Flowers. Right down the street from Hackettstown Regional Medical Center and open every day. 908-852-0556. Think warm. Think Calico.
If your office isn't supplied and serviced from Unique Image, you may have to add something to your job description.
New office manager?
Why, yes.
Have to have a strong back?
Why?
Have to carry around a big toolbox?
Why?
Have to fix the copier.
Avoid having to spend your valuable time trying to fix a fax or copier that you don't know how to fix to start with. Leave it to the local experts at Unique Image in Netcom.
Now don't fiddle with the plug, it'll jam.
I won't.
Don't add paper, it'll jam.
Well then how?
And whatever you do, don't press this button.
Why?
It'll jam.
Well, which button?
That green one that says start.
For 25 years, Unique Image has been providing the community with top-of-the-line service and sales for all you need when it comes to servicing and supplying faxes, copiers, printers. Call Unique Image at 973-347-8600.
Fix the copier.
Why?
Time for another winter golf tip from Dan McCarthy, head golf professional at Panther Valley Golf and Country Club.
Fitness is a big part of the game today. You can use your off season to get stronger and more flexible. Shoulders, legs, and backs are three components to hitting the golf ball further. You can find a lot of fitness routines online and in golf magazines that are geared specifically to lengthen and strengthen your golf swing.
Hear more of Dan McCarthy's winter golf tips at WRNJ.com. Lisa and her guests are back on Healthier Living, brought to you by Hackettstown Medical Center.
And welcome back to Healthier Living. This is Lisa Demicelli with Carrie Weissman. We're here with Stephanie Tashjian.
Stacy.
I was so proud of myself for getting your last name right.
It's her
too.
Story.
Oh, my goodness. Well, again, refer to that issue of the magazine to hear Stacy's full story, which we'll get back to in a moment. But Dr. Carl Spivak, we were talking in the break about the dramatic difference between traditional spine surgery as people knew it or know it, and non-invasive, minimally invasive spine surgery. So can you elaborate a bit more about that? I think there's more to cover so that people can really realize what a spectacular option this is.
Yeah. Well, when I first started my training, everything was done open. That means like you basically open the body. So you make a large incision, you spread all the muscles, you expose, you know, the whole spine, back of the spine, and then you remove all the bones from the back and take all the pressure off from the nerves. And that was really all that was available at that time. And then approximately 15 to 20 years ago, just like a lot of areas of medicine, everything started to try to get smaller, less invasive, and things started to be done through, you know, smaller incisions, like an inch and a half incisions, where there was less damage to the muscles, damage to the bones, and you know, less pain. And I actually did a fellowship with the person who started that kind of movement in Memphis, and then since then it's just progressed. So initially it was done through like an inch and a half tube with a microscope, and then with the development and progression with the endoscopic equipment, now it's done through a 7-millimeter tube with a little tiny endoscope in it, and which actually allows you to see better than you could see with a microscope, because it allows you to see around the corner because of how the optics in the endoscope is. But the real advantage is there's very minimal muscle damage. And with big surgeries, the muscle damage is what leads to kind of chronic pain in the back and causes the back to fall apart long term, just from those muscles never really heal up and the back's weak because of that. Also, there's a lot less bone loss, so the bones don't fall apart after the surgery is commonly. The blood loss is very minimal. Instead of hundreds of milliliters of blood loss, or even sometimes thousands, you know, it can be like 10 cc's of blood loss,
which equates to cups,
like a little tablespoon
versus
a gallon.
Oh my goodness!
Or half a gallon. Uh-huh. I mean, it can be horrendous blood loss with some big back surgeries.
And did I hear you right when you said that with traditional back surgeries, the bones of the back were removed
mm-hmm.
and then put back?
No, you don't put them back. You just remove them, because in order to get to where the nerves are, you have to remove all the bones in order to take the pressure off the nerves. So you're really kind of destroying the body in order to take pressure off the nerves in a way. And with the minimally invasive surgery, you know, you're like kind of laser accuracy. You go right to where the problem is, and you just remove that specific area, so there's a lot less bone loss and muscle damage, and that's why the recovery is so much quicker, because there's not such a big injury to the body.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the endoscope going through a 7-millimeter tube.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the size of
a pencil.
Okay. Just to give listeners a frame of reference there, including myself.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Stacy, back to your story, the day-to-day difficulties that led you up to the process or the decision to finally, you know, to go ahead and get this done. Were you thinking of this, I don't want to say looming thought of back surgery? Did you think of it as traditional back surgery? Did that keep you away from things for a while?
No, I always knew that it was minimally invasive, mm-hmm. but after listening to him talk about the traditional surgery, I definitely probably would not have done that. That just sounds awful.
I was watching your face.
I mean, that you just laid up for weeks, and mm-hmm. knowing that you might not ever actually fully recover.
Mm.
I mean, this back surgery still to this day is quite amazing to me. I mean, the next day you were just walking around, and you're a little bit sore, and that's basically the extent of it.
Mm-hmm.
So my day-to-day activities, it didn't really hinder me, but the most thing was that my back used to go out all the time. So I would bend over and I couldn't get back up, or mm-hmm. I would, you know, be laying down on the floor exercising, couldn't get back up. I mean, excruciating pain.
It would lock up?
Or, oh my God, yeah. It was mm-hmm. terrible. Now, since the surgery, that has not happened, mm-hmm. and it's been amazing. But again, it was more like I would get out of bed and I would have pain, so I would take Advil. And then I would take it again, and now I don't have to take it anymore. So, like, the day-to-day activities, I still was able to accomplish them. I still exercised. I still did triathlons and such, but I always did them in pain. Mm-hmm. So it didn't necessarily stop me from doing anything, but it was enough pain that eventually you say to yourself, all right, what can we do about this?
Sure. Yeah, your description of a seven-hour triathlon, pain the whole time. I mean, you must have an incredibly high pain tolerance.
I think I do.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
But it's seriously just unbelievable. I cannot say enough good things about Dr. Spivak and what he's done for me.
Mm-hmm. So, Stacey, I have a question for you, for our listeners that may not be as athletic as you are, because you obviously are a tremendous athlete. How did it affect your day-to-day life at home? You mentioned during the break that you are a mother at the time you had younger children. What was some of the effect that that you could maybe share with the listeners in that portion of your life?
Well, like I said, it didn't affect me that much in my day-to-day activities. You know, I still cooked and cleaned, you know, drove the kids wherever they needed to go, but there was always that element of pain behind it. And, you know, and then occasionally it would affect my life greatly if my back would go out. I would call my husband and be like, you have to come home immediately. I can't get off the floor. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. I mean, you can get through with your day-to-day activities, but always in the back of your head, I'm in so much pain. You know, yeah. And I got to sit on the couch. Actually, for work, I sit behind a desk for work, and all day long I would be fidgeting in my chair, you know, switching out the pillows, moving around. I'd have to get up and walk. Sometimes I'd have to lay down. And it's so weird. After the surgery, when I would start working again, I'd be like, oh my God, I didn't even use a pillow today.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
You probably didn't realize how much it was interfering with
right.
your day-to-day.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I mean, I had special, you know, accommodations at work, special back pillows and all this weird stuff. You know, I'd go into the office and I had people be like, are you all right?
And you're a young woman, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, for the listeners who are not here, Stacey is a beautiful, vibrant young lady. When mm-hmm. I walked into the room, whatever son is missing today is sitting here because the excitement and just, you know, just the excitement of your experience with this procedure is really amazing.
I mean, it's amazing for several reasons. Just obviously, we've talked about the fact that the downtime is really minimal, which is a huge seller. I mean, people are scared of surgery. They think, oh my God, I'm going to be laid up for weeks. But with this surgery, you are absolutely not. But then again, you know, getting up every day and all of a sudden realizing that, wow, you know, I can do things that mm-hmm. I couldn't do before, mm-hmm. you know, or actually I could do the things I did before, but now it doesn't hurt.
Right. What kind of prep did you have? What did you have to do to prepare yourself or your family or your home for before surgery?
You know, to be honest, I really didn't do much. I knew that I was going to be able to be up. He already had told me, you know, you'll be walking around the next day. So it's not like I had to prepare a bunch of meals to put in the freezer or anything like that because I was cooking the next day. I mean, granted, my back was definitely sore from the surgery. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he said, get up and walk around for sure. So I couldn't do laundry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I couldn't.
No, bummer.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, they're going to be lining up in his office.
There was no lifting of laundry baskets, so the husband did that, you know. But, you know, my husband brought me to the hospital that morning. The surgery, like he said, it was maybe an hour. I was home, I think, you know, say if the surgery was at 9, I went into the hospital at 8, and I was home by noon. It was incredible.
Wow. Wow.
And I laid on the couch that day, and the next day I got up, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm walking around.
Mm.
And then, again, I think the bandage stayed on for a few days, and when I took it off, I was, like, seriously amazed. I was like, that's my scar. I was like, this is amazing, you know.
Wow. Any pain medication needed after surgery?
I think he definitely prescribed something, and I might have taken it for a couple days,
mm-hmm.
but I actually didn't think it helped that much, so I just didn't take any. And then, you know, for 6 weeks, like I said, you were sore, but it was totally manageable.
Right.
You know, you're not laying on the couch in agony. You're just like, all right, you know, my back is a little sore because somebody was in it,
mm-hmm.
but not so much that you need pain meds.
Dr. Spivak, do you want to elaborate on that? Do you tell patients anything regarding pain medication after surgery? Is it avoidable if you need to?
Yeah. A lot of people don't take it, and some people will take it for, you know, 3 or 4 days after surgery, just from the initial pain from the cutting and stretching of the tissue.
Mm-hmm. And Stacey, how long was it before you were able to return to work?
I took a week off work. I work from home, so, you know, it's not like I'm doing manual labor. So if you're doing manual labor, you're going to need more time off than that. I took a week off, and I wish I had taken two, because what I didn't realize that sitting was actually pretty painful. The second week that I went back to work, I realized that, you know, your back's still really sore. So sitting for 8 hours was actually pretty difficult. I mean, I got through it, though, honestly. Mm-hmm. So
was constant sitting that you were required at work.
Yeah, so it was constant sitting, you know. Yeah. So I would say maybe if you wanted to, you could take 2 weeks off, but you actually don't even have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any physical therapy needed after?
Nope.
Wow.
I tried it beforehand. I had a herniated disc, so I tried it before, but it didn't work, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions, Carrie, before we go to our last break? It's hard to believe the show is just flying by.
Yeah, I'm looking at the clock. Now, mm-hmm. what truly amazes me is your story. It's very inspirational on so many different levels. But also to just know that we have a pioneer in this procedure right in our own backyard, and that we're able to offer this procedure and have Dr. Spivak on our side at Hackettstown Medical Center is just a true testament to what we are able to offer our, mm-hmm. our public out there.
Very true. And for those who want more information, first of all, I do want to mention that all of our shows of our programs of Healthier Living are archived. So in a couple days, you'll see this program up on WRNJ.com. If you take a look through, you'll find the archive section and you can listen all over again. And you guys can share it with your families. And my family can listen a time or two again if they haven't gotten enough by listening to this broadcast. but also feel free to visit AtlanticHealth.org where you'll learn about our system and all that's offered. AtlanticHealth.org/Hackettstown is where you'll learn about some things that are offered specifically at Hackettstown Medical Center. And then to learn more about Dr. Spivak and to also find other physicians online, there's a Find a Doctor icon on our site that you can click, and it's also on the system site. You can click that and just go to the S's and look up, and I'm sure there's many other searches if they go on Google and search uh-huh. your name, Dr. Spivak. They'll be able to find out more about what you've done, which your background is very impressive, or to find a physician or more information about physicians, 1-800-247-9580. Let's take our last break and we'll be back on Healthier Living.
You're listening to Healthier Living on Northwest Jersey's own RNJ. Back with Lisa Demaselli and her guests after this.
Hi, it's CJ Meyer. Think of what you can do with all the money you'll save when you go to Route 46 Hyundai. With leases starting at only $69 a month, 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 bonus cash, or savings up to $6,000 off MSRP. Plus, you'll save with our exclusive free lifetime powertrain warranty and free tires for life. So what are you going to do with all the money you'll save at Route 46 Hyundai, putting you first in Hackettstown and at Route46Hyundai.com? With leases starting at only $69 a month, 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 bonus cash or savings up to $6,000 off MSRP. Route 46 Hyundai in Hackettstown and at Route46Hyundai.com. For more details, call 866-736-5350. You'll always get the best deal at Route 46 Hyundai.
If you're thinking about having new hardwood floors installed in your home, the guy you want to talk to is Frank McCaffrey at Hackettstown Flooring.
When I go to measure a job, I talk to the customer, I explain to them what we're going to do, what they need. As far as the wood goes, we do the shoe molding for them if they want, all the transitions. We'll even change the baseboard if you're doing brand new wood. Yeah, some people's baseboard needs to be replaced, and that's the time to do it. But I want the customer to be happy, and I want them to enjoy their house when they're finished. The reason why we're still here is because we treat the customers the way we want to be treated. We don't overcharge them. We don't make them buy more material. And we make sure that they get an excellent job.
When you're ready for new floors, wood, or carpeting, put your trust in Frank and Gloria at Hackettstown Flooring, Route 57 Mansfield. Health news you can use is only a click away at WRNJ.com with AtlantiCast, a local news and information video broadcast
brought to you by Hackettstown Medical Center and Atlantic Health System. New episodes air every 2 weeks, bringing you inside Atlantic Health System, covering everything from state-of-the-art technologies and groundbreaking treatments to healthy lifestyle tips from world-class physicians and healthcare professionals. Catch the latest edition of Atlantic Cast now by visiting WRNJ.com. We're back with Healthier Living and your host, Lisa Dimaselli.
And welcome back to Healthier Living. We have just a couple minutes to cram a bunch of things in here. Carrie Weissman, thank you so much for being my guest co-host.
Thank you, Lisa.
Stacy, you wanted to offer one last piece of advice.
Yeah, I was very happy to come on the show and, you know, get the word out about Dr. Spivak because I chose his surgery. I did have a second opinion, mm-hmm. and they were still performing the surgery with a 1-inch or larger incision. So there was never any question as to whether I was going to come back to Dr. Spivak because the recovery with the larger incision is worse. Mm-hmm. So it's been an amazing and, should I say, easy experience.
Good
I encourage
you.
Everyone to come see him if they're having any back pain.
Well, that's great. So happy for you. It's evident on your face that you feel complete now, and it's wonderful to see.
I feel so much better.
So congratulations. And Dr. Spivak, you have a program coming up that you wanted to share with listeners. It's also, if you did receive the Atlantic View magazine, it's on page 14, and you'll be speaking about what and when?
Yeah, I'm going to be speaking about advancements and alternatives to minimally invasive spine surgery and spine surgery in general, and that's going to be on Tuesday, April 17th between 6 to 7 at the Hackettstown Medical Arts Building, Center for Healthier Living on 108 Bilby Road.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call 1-800-247-9580 to register.
Okay. What if people want to reach your office directly?
Yeah.
What number?
Yeah, 908-452-5612.
Okay. And do you have a website?
It's executivespinesurgery.com.
executivespinesurgery.com. Okay, great. Well, thank you both so much, Dr. Spivak, Stacy, for joining us. It's been a very informative program. I know a lot of people were listening who have, you know, minor or more significant back issues. It's, as you said at the start of the show, Dr. Spivak, a very timely topic and one that affects so many of us, myself included. So this is great information to have moving forward. Just a reminder, if you want to check out anything related to program services that Atlantic Health System offers, atlantichealth.org, or specifically Hackettstown Medical Center. It's atlantichealth.org/Hackettstown. And again, finding physicians, you can do that online from our site by clicking on that icon or calling 1-800-247-9580. Last time I ran out of time at the sign-off, and I'm determined not to do that again, but I have to mention our upcoming radio auction. It's the 19th annual radio auction right here in the WRNJ studios, Friday and Saturday, March 9th and 10th. Early bidding will be available from February 7th through March 7th. You can check that out by visiting HackettstownRadioAuction.com. And as always, all proceeds will remain local to benefit the Foundation for Hackettstown Medical Center and will assist in funding new and innovative programs and services at Hackettstown Medical Center. If you have questions about the radio auction or you're a business or organization interested in donating to that, it's a great win-win. You get a commercial out of it, and the Foundation for Hackettstown Medical Center is the beneficiary of those funds, and a bidder gets a great package, whether it's a certificate for your goods or services or gift certificate for area restaurant. If you have something to offer related to that, please feel free to call 908-850-6876. Not sure if anyone in this room is familiar with the radio auction, but it's a lot of fun. And as Mike is looking at me smiling, he knows there's a special kind of energy that happens around here at WRNJ. During that radio auction, it's essentially 16 hours that we're on the air. So it's kind of crazy, and we could not do this without the generosity of WRNJ Radio, Norman Wirth, Larry Tug, and staff here, including Pat Layton. So thanks so much. So until next time, that does it for our show today. Thank you again, Carrie, and our guests. And I look forward to being back for our next show on February 27th. Until then, be well, be safe, and thanks for listening. For Hackettstown Medical Center and Atlantic Health System, this is Lisa Dimaselli, and this has been Healthier Living on WRNJ, Hackettstown, Washington.